just from the get-go, looking at his website, the thing that strikes me is how Mulvey positions himself.
Okay, how so?
He's not just like a coach. He's more of a guide, which is interesting.
Okay.
And he uses this phrase, unlocking a fulfilling life, which I think suggests that this potential for fulfillment is already there inside of us. It's not about some external thing.
I see, yeah.
It's about guiding people to tap into something they already have.
Okay. So loud about reinventing the wheel, more about like realigning it.
Exactly. And another thing, he tailors his programs. So like he's worked with sales leaders, recent grab.
Oh, wow. So a variety,
which to me says he recognizes those unique, like stuck points that people hit at different times in their lives.
Like it's not one size fits all, especially when we're talking about like your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But I'm curious, what makes his approach different? Because we've all seen those self-help buzzwords.
Yeah, totally.
What's he actually doing?
So one thing that stood out to me with how much he emphasizes the thing he calls reflective questioning.
Okay.
And it ties into dismantling, limiting belief.
Right.
He doesn't just tell you, you need to change this. He guides you to figure it out on your own.
Interesting.
It's about self-discovery.
Okay, so bringing those things that we might not even realize are there to light.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that's where you can start to understand, why do I feel stuck in the first place?
Right.
But he doesn't stop at identification.
Okay.
He helps you challenge those beliefs. Because it's one thing to know what they are, but
you gotta do something about it.
Yeah, you have to rewrite those internal scripts.
That's going to be uncomfortable. I mean, those things are there for a reason, right?
Totally, totally. And that's why this concept comes in. He calls it reframing challenges as opportunities for growth. It's all like that. So instead of seeing a setback as a failure, like it's data
of you.
And he uses a specific technique, patient inquiry. So asking the right questions at the right time to help you see your own results.
I see. Okay. So it's not just, you know, look for the silver lining, which we hear all the time, but it's like, he's giving you a framework.
Exactly. It's about empowering people to get through it,
not just slap a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. And once you deal with those limiting beliefs, that's when you can channel that new clarity into action.
Right.
You know?
So how does that look? What's it like to have a session with this guy? Does he have people running up mountains or?
It's a little more grounded than that. Although he definitely seems to like encourage stepping outside of your comfort zone.
Okay.
But his website says he usually does sessions weekly or bi-weekly, about 50 to 60 minutes each.
Okay. Makes sense.
But here's what's interesting. He offers online and in-person sessions, but he prefers to work with people face-to-face at his office.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
In today's world? That's interesting.
He's located in Strand, which is near Cape Town. So if you're in the area.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me more about why he prefers in-person.
He just finds that it's way better for building rapport and just having deeper conversations.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, but of course he acknowledges that online coaching is a thing.
Right.
So he's adaptable.
Sure.
And to make sure it's a good fit, he does a free 30-minute introductory session.
Yeah.
And that's always online.
Okay.
It's a low risk way to see if you do click.
I like it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't get that same connection online, you know,
oddly.
But we've talked about his approach, the format, all that. But what are results?
Right.
Seeing those transformations is key.
For sure. For sure.
And his website has a whole bunch of testimonials. So
yeah, let's dive into those.
Let's unpack a few and see if they actually like line up with everything we've been talking about.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So first up, we've got Sarah Mitchell. She's a sales manager and she was feeling stuck.
Okay.
Both in her career and her personal life.
Tell us what you're in.
Yep. She says that Mulvey helped her identify and dismantle those limiting beliefs that were holding her back, which again, seems to be a recurring theme.
It does.
Led to more confidence, a clear plan for reaching her goals.
Nice.
So she tackled both the internal and external stuff, which I think is really interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, it's like a holistic approach. It's not just about, you know, setting goals. It's about dealing with the stuff that's holding you back internally as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And then we've got Sorel Oosthuizen. He's a business owner. He gained a renewed sense of purpose and direction after working with Mulvey.
Nice.
Which, again, a lot of people are probably looking for that, right?
How did I?
He talks about feeling more focused, organized, more aligned with his values, which I think is huge.
Yeah, because it's one thing to say, oh, I want to live a more fulfilling life.
Right.
But it's another to actually make decisions that support that.
Exactly. You have to actually do it. It's not just about, you know, thinking about it.
Oh.
Okay. This one's interesting.
Bread of Amikirk, she's the founder of Best Case, okay? She says Mulvey helped her unlock hidden potential, which led her to write a book, and then that book ended up on national television.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's huge. Talk about breaking free.
Right, and it shows, like, you never know what you're capable of.
I'm through, you actually, like, start digging deep.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, what I'm curious, what about people who go into coaching with really specific challenges? Like, do we see Edita on the website?
Yeah, definitely. So there's Blythe Sirogi, and she says that Mulvey helped her reframe a challenging situation she was dealing with.
Okay.
And it significantly, like, improved her mental state. So that's pretty cool. So
it's about perspective, too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then there's CM. She's an international consultant, and she actually overcame chronic pain and migraines with his guidance.
Hold on. Chronic pain. That's a big deal.
Yeah, and it really speaks to how this work can go, you know, beyond just the surface level.
It's not just about achieving something externally. It's about, like, your well-being, your health.
Exactly. And in the testimonial, she talks about how they, like, reframed past traumas, anxieties that were contributing to her physical pain.
Wow. So getting to the root of it, not just putting a band-aid on the symptom.
Exactly. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. So we're seeing this theme, self-discovery, reframing challenges, taking action. But I'm wondering, like, what about a CEO, someone of a high-pressure job? Do we see that same kind of transformation?
Yeah, for sure. So James Cunningham, he's an MD at a storage company, and he was really impressed with Mulvey's ability to, like, help with goal setting and team dynamics. He calls his approach, like, infectious and constructive, which I love.
That's awesome. So it brings, like, an energy to it too, which is important, right? Especially in those environments where it's easy to get, you know, bogged down.
Yeah, totally. And then for a global perspective, there is Akua Mafodosu. She's the CEO from Ghana.
Okay.
And she says Mulvey's been super instrumental to her company's success.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. And it just goes to show this approach, it's not limited by location or anything. It can resonate with anyone.
It's universal.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. But let's be real for a second. Not everyone's, like, you know, jumping on the life coaching train. Some people are skeptical.
Right.
And for good reason. It's a big decision.
Right. It's an investment. And not all coaching is created equal either.
Exactly.
But Mulvey actually addresses that. He has a whole FAQ section on his website.
Very good.
Which I think shows he wants to be transparent about it all.
Love that. Okay. So let's get into those potential doubts then. And what are some of the big ones that people have, and how does he answer them? I think for a lot of people, honestly, it's the cost. Right?
Yeah, which is an investment.
For sure. So how does Mulvey kind of address that in his FAQs?
You know, he actually acknowledges it head on.
Okay.
He's not afraid to say, yeah, there's a financial commitment here, but he really emphasizes the potential for, like, long-term returns, and not just, like, financially, but in terms of your personal growth, mm-hmm. your success, even just, like, your overall well-being. And I think his point is that those returns, they often outweigh that initial cost.
I see. It's like anything else you invest in, right? Exactly. But it's not always as tangible, you know, it has lightened your investment portfolio or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how can someone be sure that it's going to work for them?
Totally valid.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Mulvey gets that, and he actually tells people, just try a few sessions.
Okay.
Good. If you like it, you know, he also points out that a lot of people, they end up getting these, like, unexpected insights.
Oh, a thing they didn't even realize they needed to work on.
So that can be a game changer.
So going in with an open mind, which I think is always good.
Yeah.
But, you know, time commitment is a big one too.
You're
cheap or busy. Oh, for sure. So how does he handle that one?
He's all about flexibility.
Okay.
So working with people's schedules, their lifestyles, all that.
Right.
I think he also reminds people, investing in yourself,
right?
Even if it means moving things around, that's not a waste.
It's a boredom, yeah.
And those benefits, they can impact everything.
Dude, it's true, it's true.
Your work, your relationships, everything.
It's about prioritizing yourself, which, honestly, a lot of us struggle with.
Oh, big time.
So, okay, here's one. What about the person who's like, I'm already successful, I'm self-reliant, I don't need this?
Yeah, that's where I think his whole guide thing is so smart.
Okay.
Because it's not about saying, I'm here to fix you. It's about, I'm here to help you use what you already have. What I already have strengths.
Really?
To optimize those.
I like that. So it's not about, like, fixing what's broken.
Exactly.
It's about, you know, taking it to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
But change is hard. Even when it's good, change.
The worst rate.
It could be really uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
So how does he approach that kind of resistance?
He's big on making people feel safe. Okay, good. Like, no judgment.
Yeah.
And he's not going to push you to do anything you're not ready for.
Okay.
It's about your pace, but with support.
I like it. What about goal setting? Because that could feel overwhelming too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, why even bother? And how could a coach help with that?
He believes in goals for sure.
Right.
Having that clarity, knowing what you want is huge.
Right.
But he works with you on it.
Okay.
It's not like, here's your list. It's collaborative.
So creating that roadmap together.
Exactly.
Which is cool. What about like the person who's had a bad experience with coaching? You know, they're hesitant.
Oh yeah. Totally understandable.
Yeah.
He gets that. And he encourages people to find someone they really click with.
Right.
And he reminds them, hey, that introductory session, it's free.
It is.
Try it out. See if we're a good fit.
Don't be afraid to shop around a little bit.
Exactly. You don't have to go with the first one you meet.
Exactly.
And then finally, he actually talks about being scared to be judged.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's vulnerable putting yourself out there.
It is.
And he really stresses that. Like, empathy and acceptance are so important.
Yeah.
He wants to create a space where people feel comfortable being open.
That makes sense.
It's about trusting the process.
But trusting the process. Well, we covered a lot today, and it seems like Richard Mulvey's approach to coaching, it's about self-discovery.
Kevin's
reframing challenges, actually doing something, but all with support, which I think is huge.
Yeah, having someone in your corner.
Exactly. Makes a world of difference. So whether this particular style resonates with you, that's a personal choice.
Yeah,
but it's definitely given us a lot to think about.
For sure. And I think as you go about your day, you know, your week, maybe just ask yourself, what area of your life could benefit from being a little less stuck?
Ooh, I like that.
Just something to ponder.
Food for thought.